I'm going to try to sell you on a car, and you probably won't buy one. But hear me out. First, these are three great cars. Toyota let us take their Camry from Logan to St. George. It has 300 horsepower, about double an average car, and still claims 33 miles per gallon highway. Their smaller engine model claims 41. Ride is great, somewhere between sports and luxury. The trunk holds 15 cubic feet of stuff, or fold the rear seats down for more. It's a solid all-around sedan. On the sportier side, the Mazda 6. It has a smaller turbo engine and a list of cool stuff like independent suspension that makes cars fun to drive. The trunk is just a little smaller than the Camry. We hauled a bass violin home in it, sticking it out the window just a little. And it looks good and is far rarer than a Camry. Going somewhere between the Honda Accord. These came out of their boring phase years ago. It has an even smaller turbo engine than the Mazda, making the same power. Our loaner had a 10-speed transmission, letting it get 32 highway. Trunk is bigger than the other twos, but it weighs 200 pounds less. All three have the latest radar safety equipment. All three will just go for miles. And anyone with a variable heart rate would enjoy driving any of the three. Pick whichever fits your personality best. You can't lose. But you probably won't. The third quarter sales results are out and cars are down again. Camry sales are down 9%, Mazda 6 down 11%, and Accord 14%. Remember, all three of these are great modern cars. It's the cars that's the problem. For all three manufacturers, car sales are down. What's up? Crossovers and trucks.
It was a best ever light trucks record again this month, staying consistent with every month of 2018.
That's Jack Hollis, VP of Toyota Division, talking about their trucks' 8% growth. They hit best ever sales for most of their SUVs.
Yeah, I like best ever.
Honda car sales are down 9%, trucks up 5%. Mazda cars down 11%, trucks up 23. The Ratliffs were happy with their Camrys.
We had two of them. I didn't think we would ever change. I didn't think we would ever get a new car. I thought we would keep those cars till we were gone.
Until their daughter and her family moved to the top of a steep hill they say is
very difficult to climb when it's covered with ice in the winter. So we decided that it was time for us to get a four-wheel drive car.
They cut the Camry and bought a Nissan Rogue crossover.
Tests show that the Rogue has better gas mileage than any other four-wheel drive vehicle that's sold that we're aware of.
The Nortons are looking to get out of their Camry too.
Maybe get something like a small SUV. We bought some new bikes and we just wanted something we can take up on the trails.
So Joan and Stan,
we'd like to haul the
kayaks
and those kind of things. And it does well in the snow.
Are shopping crossovers too. Crossovers do much better than SUVs in gas mileage, but our loaner sedans all get 2 to 5 miles per gallon more than their crossover counterparts.
We remain committed to the sedan market.
Too bad Americans aren't. They're missing out on some good ones. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.